Citizen for a Day, debate. Today's debate question is, would you like to have lived in ancient Greece?
Yes, I would like to have lived in ancient Greece. What normal person would not love to have lived there? It was one of the world's most remarkable civilizations. I will give two reasons to support my view. Ancient Greece had magnificent architecture. The Greeks built enormous temples and other public buildings that were so durable that many, like the Parthenon, are still standing today. Thanks to their elegant columns and beautiful decorations in mosaic, it's no wonder that people still copy the ideas of classic Greek style. Second, and more importantly, ancient Greece was the birthplace of democracy. In fact, the word democracy comes from the Greek language. Elections, laws, representative government, and human rights are just some of the ideas we owe to the Greeks. I can't think of a more exciting place to have been a citizen.
I think I speak for all female students when I say I would not have liked living in ancient Greece. Why? The ancient Greeks' view of democracy was different from ours. Legal rights and human rights did not apply to all people, especially not to women. In ancient Greece, women had no rights and could not vote. While the norms for men included fighting battles, making speeches, and going to the theater, women could not even leave their homes without permission. To me, that is not fair. That kind of life is abnormal. In fact, in Greece, rights of any kind were reserved for only about 1/8 of the population. If you weren't born to the right parents or were an immigrant, you had no rights at all. Finally, Jacob neglected to mention another fact of ancient Greek life. Almost 1/3 of all people in Greece were enslaved. Slaves had no rights. They lived and died building Greece and its great buildings. Ancient Greece did not believe in the dignity of all men and women, just that of a select few. That's why I certainly would not have wanted to live there.